Well, good evening and welcome everybody to Helly Field. Here's Legion Park. Emphasis on Legion tonight. We bring you Legion baseball as Foley is in town against the Piers Legion team. Hello, everybody. Rick Grammond with you here. We are going over ground rules right now with the home plate umpire, so we are just moments from getting underway here. Gorgeous night. Boy, no Major League Baseball for the Twins tonight, so no Victory League action, so we focus on two pretty good teams here, Foley and Piers. Of course, the history is long between these two schools, recent history. High school playoffs have gone to Dick Putz Field last several years, and eventually these two teams meet somewhere down the road. And this year, Foley's high school team got the better of the Piers Pioneers and made it to the state tournament, winning their first ever section championship. So they're coached by Jim Von Wald, and Andy Leidenfrost is managing the Piers Legion team. They're going over ground rules with our umpire right now, and we'll come back and we'll get started with Foley and Piers Legion baseball from Helly Field coming up very shortly here on You Are There Sports Tonight.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Piers, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery, so don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
The 7th Annual Piers Freedom Fest is this Saturday, featuring the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
You and me go fishing in the dark.
Along with the Shayla Lee Band, Tennessee River, and Thompson Square.
You gonna kiss me all night.
You don't want to miss this show, so get your general admission tickets today for just $60. For more information, head to piersfreedomfest.com. Sponsored by Brandel Motors, Coors Light, Smoothie Oil, Hilmerson RV, Midwest Sales, Hilmerson Sports Center, Pioneer Lake Mutual Insurance, Bootleggers Bar, the Hillbilly Haven Motel, Coburn's and Coburn's Liquor, and Your Country Q92 WYRQ.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
This is Bo LeBoer, head football coach at Stillwater Area High School and a 1997 graduate of South St. Paul High School. You are listening to the high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for $1, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in-one sauce or $5.95 boneless-in-one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers.
All right, welcome back. We are just underway, and Drew Beyer, the Foley shortstop, sends the first pitch from Peter Schomer into center field for a leadoff single, and that's how we get started here tonight at Helly Field. Foley batting in the top of the first. And now it's the designated hitter, Colby Johnson. Nope, you're fine. You don't need anything yet. There's a strike. 0-1 to Johnson. He bats for Foley starting pitcher tonight, Carter Teff. So one strike to count. Schomer ready. And the pitch. Line foul to third. Two-strike count to the right-handed hitting Johnson. Noah Novak will bat third. He'll be playing first tonight. Chris Plant is the cleanup batter and third baseman. We'll give you this Piers Legion infield shortly. Here is Schomer, soft toss over to the first baseman, Jonah Prokot. Noah Sakulla is catching Jonah Prokot at first. At second base is Brandon Stuckmeyer. Riley Rauch at short. And manning third base tonight is Cody Kimmon. In the outfield, it's Michael Leidenfrost in left. The center fielder is Blake Kowalczyk, and Isaac Oddie is stationed in right. Slightly open stance. Here's the Johnson swing and foul back to the netting. And he'll get another swing here with two strikes. Schomer deals. Strike three looking. Johnson rung up on a fastball from Schomer. One down. Boy, I don't know why that's doing that. Here, slide that over here. We'll see if we can fix it. We're trying to figure out the scoreboard here. Here now is Noah Novak, right-handed hitter. He'll be playing first base. Beyer draws another throw over. There's a long little looper, a long looper. That doesn't make any sense. There's a base hit to left, and Leidenfrost will play it back in near the line, and it'll go as a single. Novak sends Beyer to the third base bag, and it's first and third with one out, and now third baseman Chris Plant. Plant with men at the corners, one out. A couple of hits here for Foley. Foley enters play 4-3, Pierce 6-1. As the set by Schomer. And the delivery. Swing and a miss. 0-1. On deck, Logan Thorsten, Foley catcher. And the 0-1. Slider slapped to left. That'll get a run home. Beyer will come in on the third Foley hit of the inning. It's a single to left by Chris Plant with Novak advancing to second. And it's 1-0 Foley. And here comes the catcher, Logan Thorsted. So Thorsten gets time. 1 foot out of the box, looking down to Jim Von Wall, the catcher, or the coach down there. He's the dad of former Foley All-Star catcher Ian Von Wall. And here's a good stop by Noah Sakulla off to his right. One ball, no strikes. Wyatt Zawicki on deck, then James Peschel, John Chmielewski, and Preston Owen, the rest of the Foley order here. Foul back on a good fastball from Schomer. Thorsten underneath it, and it's 1-1. Three hits in the inning, and a run is on the board. Schomer checks the lead runner. That would be Noah Novak, and he misses outside. Two balls and a strike to the five hitter. Orange jerseys, blue helmets, blue numerals. Here on this Foley Legion team, Rich Perry Post Legion team, there's a good breaking ball that snaps in. 2-2 the count. Schomer peering into Sakulla. Riley Rauch trying to keep the runner close at second. Here's a fastball grounded off of Schomer. He'll have to pick it up third base side, wheel, and throw to first. Boy, that had a chance to get two, but once Peter didn't come up with it cleanly. He had just one option, and that was to first. So Novak to third, Plant to second on a Thorsten hard grounder back to the pitcher. Two away, and here is Foley center fielder Wyatt Zawicki. Second and third, chance to make this a big inning here. A lot of room on the right side as Schomer got a breaking pitch across, strike one. Schomer from the set, another breaking ball, slides outside that time, close but outside, 1-1. Schomer trying to get out of this inning here. Here's another breaking ball in for a strike. Zawicki looks back. One ball, two strikes to the right-hander, Wyatt Zawicki. Carter Teff will be the pitcher for Foley when they take the field. The two-strike fastball off the plate, 2-2. A run is in on three hits. James Peschel, Foley second baseman, on deck. Outside, Sakala held it there, but it's ruled a ball. 3-2. Schomer's payoff. High fastball, and they're loaded up for Peschel. So Novak, Plant, and now Zawicki aboard. Peschel, the number 7 batter in the lineup here. Just a run in, but Schomer in trouble here in the first, and there's one lined foul back over the Foley dugout on the first base side for strike one. Still working on this scoreboard problem. The wind and the pitch. Ground ball towards second. Stuckmeyer over to Rauch. Force play at second to end the inning. A run, three hits, and Foley left them full after a half an inning in this Legion baseball game. It's Foley 1, Piers coming to bat.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Egg Co-op. With summer here, we have heat and we have hay to be made. Call Lassrup or Little Rock to rent our egg baggers and purchase our egg bags, bunker covers, twine, net wrap, forage inoculants, or whatever you may need to get your quality forages put up. Also stay on top of the flies on your farm with our feed products with Altacid, Clarify, and Raybound in them. Our Piers Repair Shop has a new face in place. Bill Stahm has joined our team and will repair any brands of ATVs, lawnmowers, chainsaws, snowmobiles, and more, along with a mobile repair unit option as well. Give him a call at 320-468-2168. We have a lot of things to offer as well, so please call us or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com and like us and follow us on Facebook. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
Bottom of the first inning here. Here's the homestanding lineup for Andy Leidenfrost's Piers Legion team. Shortstop Riley Rauch leading it off. Brandon Stuckmeyer at second, bat second. Hitting third and pitching, Peter Schomer. Cleanup hitter tonight is Cody Kimmon, the third baseman, with Blake Kowalczyk batting fifth and center. Michael Leidenfrost hits sixth and plays left. The right fielder, Isaac Otte, batting in the seventh spot, followed by catcher Noah Sakullin batting ninth, and playing first is Jonah Prokot. On the mound, Carter Teff, a right-hander for Foley. He looks around and makes sure he's got eight other guys out there with him. And here's his first pitch of the night to Riley Rauch. And it's down low. One ball, no strikes. Catching Teft tonight is Logan Thorsten. Noah Novak playing first. James Peschel at second. Drew Beyer is the shortstop. There's a chopping swing and a foul, 1-1. And at short, I mentioned Beyer. The third baseman is Chris Plant. The Foley outfield is Preston Owen in left. Wyatt Zawicki in center. John Chmielewski in right. Ball and a strike to Riley Rauch, shortstop and lefty. Inside, 2-1. Stuckmeyer and Schomer to bat here in the bottom of the first as Foley put a run on the board, their first trip to the plate. And Rauch, ground ball, fair over the bag at first and down the line. Rauch with a leadoff single. He will round and hold as Riley stings one right over the bag. And now it is second baseman Brandon Stuckmeyer. Good solid contact there by Riley Rauch. Holding is Novak with Riley as Stuckmeyer from the right side now stands right up on the plate. You've got Plant playing in at third, thinking possible bunt. Brandon takes a ball. He did shorten the bunt, but took it below the strike zone for ball one. On deck, Peter Schomer, the pitcher. High pop-up that's going to drift and get out. Brandon just underneath that ball, and it's a ball and a strike now. From the set, here's right-hander Carter Teff. There's a good bunt towards first. Stuckmeyer down the line, and he is going to be reaching on a throwing error. Rauch to third. Teff overthrows Novak, backing up the play alertly and right was John Chmielewski to prevent Rauch from coming all the way around. So Stuckmeyer will be credited with the sacrifice and reaching on an E1. And Piers has an immediate threat, first and third, nobody out for their pitcher, Peter Schomer. So the first pitch to Peter is high, ball one. First and third, here's the 1-0. In for a strike. 1-1. On deck is Cody Kimmon. Well, we've got a score. Scoreboard now. Slowly getting there. Yes. Low and outside from Carter Teff. 2-1. Low, there goes the runner. Stuckmeyer, throw to the bag is nice. No, safe, they say. Beyer did not get the tag in, so it's a steal for Brandon Stuckmeyer. That might have been a delay, but, boy, Rauch was not coming down as he stays at third, and now it's second and third and a 2-1 count. High. That's ball four. 3-1 count. So still nobody out. And now here is third baseman Cody Kimmon. Andy Leidenfrost coaching at third. Kimmon awaits the Teff pitch. Carter Teff misses outside. The 1-0 offering, straight fastball in at the knees, called strike. 1-1. Just outside, good take there by Cody, 2-1. He's looking to unload the bases here. Runners at every base for the Piers Legion team. Down 1-0, bottom of the first to Foley. The pitch, fastball, Strike is called. 2-2. On deck is Blake Kowalczyk. The windup and the pitch. Fouled away. Cody stays alive, hacking one to the right side. It'll get out. Looks like Foley's got a left-hander down there warming up behind the fence, not in the bullpen. Actually, he's not warming up. He just took a crouch to catch. So, 2-2 the count. Nobody out. Fastball, ground ball, left side, into left, base hit. One run scores. And they're still loaded for Blake Kowalczyk. A Cody Kimmins single to drive in Riley Rauch. They're still loaded with nobody out. And there's a strike. Blake bats from the left side. There's a fly ball to right. That's going to be deep, and that ball is to the warning track. Stuckmeyer will score. Schomer's being waved around, and it's a two-run double for Blake Kowalczyk. Blake Kowalczyk gets one over the head of Chmielewski in right field to drive in two. Third hit of the inning, and still nobody out for Michael Leidenfrost. First pitch to Michael, swung on and missed. Strike one from Carter Teff. Second and third, there's a little pop up to left field. It'll drift out of play beyond the fence for an 0-2 count to Michael. One nothing. Foley led after a half, but Piers has come right back. And there's a line drive up the middle. Kimmins in. Kowalczyk gets the stop sign, and now booted in right by Zawicki, and that'll allow the second run to score. Kowalczyk had gotten the stop sign. Zawicki overran the ball. Leidenfrost will pick up the RBI with Kowalczyk scoring on the error in center. And we got a visit to the mound here by Jim Von Wald, and he's bringing Alec Deedle, the left-hander, with him.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
If you're in the market for new appliances, now is the time to buy. Hi, this is Steve from Design Electronics Radio Shack in little falls. Right now we have our GE 4th of July sales event going on, and the prices are some of the lowest of the year. Whether you're looking to upgrade older appliances or replacing one that's just not working any longer, we can help. Not only do we carry a full line of GE appliances, we also offer service, delivery, and installation. If you're looking for new appliances, look no further than Design Electronics and take advantage of the GE 4th of July sale going on now through July 10th.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
Welcome back to Helly Field on a gorgeous Thursday night as the Pierce Legion team has put a 5 spot on the board. And I know that because it's on the scoreboard now. Leading on, or facing Deedle here is Isaac Oddie. And Deedle gets a strike across. And the look by Deedle. Fouled away for strike two. Deedle in relief of Carter Teff, who does not get an out. Faced six batters, allowed five hits. There have been a couple of errors behind him. Well, he's responsible for one of those errors. Deedle floats one, and it's chopped. This is going to be a foot race, and it is a base hit. And now the ball off the glove of the first baseman. And that'll move Leidenfrost to third. Oddie will go to second. That'll be a hit for Isaac, and then an E on the fielding play. And now to the plate, the eighth batter, Noah Sakala. Let's see, how do we clear strikes? Swing and a miss. 0-1 to the catcher, Sakala. So both teams send several guys to the plate here. The Pioneers have cashed in with five. And there's my first calling them the Pioneers, but it'll work. Jonah Prokot on deck as Deedle facing Noah Sakala. There's a potential squeeze coming, and it's bunted foul. 0-2 to Noah. Pushed it up in the air and up the right field line as coming hard down the third base line with Mike Leidenfrost. Five runs are in on six hits with three Foley errors in the inning. Nobody out yet. Here's Deedle's wind and delivery. Popped up, left side. Third baseman will give way to Beyer, the shortstop, and it's Beyer with the catch to retire Noah Sakala. One down, brings up Jonah Prokot. Prokot, ninth man to hit. Swing and a miss at a big curveball from the lefty, 0-1. Second and third here against Deedle. And the lefty delivers. Prokot pops it up. Shallow short. Beyer racing in. Doesn't get it. Here comes another run to the plate. Throw to third, and he is out at third. Strong throw from Zawicki. Leidenfrost scores. Oddie is thrown out. 8-5 for out number two. But a run comes in on an RBI single for Jonah Prokot. Now top of the order, Riley Rauch. And Rauch offers at the first pitch and sends it back and out. One strike to Riley. Runner at first is Jonah Prokot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hits in the inning. Rauch has one of them. He started with a sharp single to right, takes it off the plate for ball one. Alec Deedle replaces Carter Teff here in the inning and comes home. Floats it across for a strike. 1-2. Brandon Stuckmeyer in the on-deck circle. A Deedle readies, short lead for Prokot. Here's another breaking ball. Riley sends it out towards shallow center. Zawicki can't get there, and Riley is 2 for 2 in the inning. Riley Rauch singles to center field to move Prokot up. And for the second time in the inning, here's Brandon Stuckmeyer, who is bunting successfully and reached on an error, takes upstairs, ball one. The eighth hit of the inning off two different Foley pitchers. And there's one fouled straight back. Good hack there by right-handed hitting Brandon Stuckmeyer. Rauch at first, Prokot at second, Stuckmeyer at the plate. Deedle floats that curveball, and it misses low and in for ball two. A six-run bottom of the first here for Pierce, and they might not be done. The flag barely moving out. When it is blowing, it's out to left. Fastball from Deedle got the inside corner for a strike. 2-2 now. Deedle, this is the fifth batter he's faced. He's given up three hits. 2-2 pitch, slow curveball down low. Full count. The runners will leave here on the Deedle movement here on a 3-2 two-out pitch coming. High ball four. They're loaded as Stuckmeyer takes a walk. That moves Prokot to third, Rauch up to second, Stuckmeyer to first, and here's Peter Schomer. Peter in this inning walked in the first, and he takes ball one. 12th Piers batter. There's a strike. Deedle reaches back for a fastball and got it over. On deck is Cody Kimmon. 6-1. Bases loaded again here for Piers against Deedle and Foley. That one is high. 2-1. We're in the bottom of the first. A marathon first here at Helly. In the air towards right. That ball is going to get down. Prokot scores. Rauch comes flying home on a two-run single by Peter Schomer. On the play, Stuckmeyer to second. And the inning continues. An RBI single earlier this inning for Kimmon. And a first pitch strike delivered by Deedle. Eight-1, Piers leading Foley. Fastball, foul to right. Into the trees. Whoops. No balls, two strikes. If Cody reaches, it's Blake Kowalczyk's turn. Slow breaking ball and a swing and a miss, and that should end the inning, and it does. Strikeout. But what an inning for Piers Legion post 41. They come up with 8 runs on 9 hits, and they leave 2 men on base. There were 3 Foley errors. After just one inning, Piers off to an 8-1 lead over visiting Foley at Helly Field tonight.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. a truly full-service meat market, see their flyer at Thielen-Meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday, give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Thielen Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Hey, welcome back to Helly Field. It's 8-1. Pierce with a big first inning to grab a 7-run lead over Foley. And in the top of the second, right fielder John Shimoleski to lead it off for Foley against Peter Schomer. Peter struck out one, walked one, and he starts the inning with a strike. An RBI single by Chris Plant put Foley up 1-0. Strike two with a belt-high fastball. On deck, Preston Owen, then top of the order, Drew Beyer for Foley. The 0-2 windup. High, 1-2. We are back at this field tomorrow night at Helly Field. Fastball right down the pipe, and Shimoleski watches it strike out to start the inning. So one away here. We're back here tomorrow night. We've got a Victory League East playoff matchup. Opening round, it'll be the Lakers and the Bulldogs. And the first pitch strike. This is right-handed hitting left fielder Preston Owen completing a trip through the lineup for Foley. Good fastball, but Peter missed high. 1-1. One down. Leadoff strikeout looking of Shimoleski, the second of the night for right-hander Pete Schomer. Foul tip, good hang there by Sakala. And the count rides to 1-2. Slow breaking ball, check swing, and Prokot will get back on it with the catch. Little, excuse me, half swing by Owen, and he just tapped it in the air out to Prokot, the first baseman. So two down. And that'll bring up Beyer, the top of the order, who led off with a base hit. And Beyer watches it low. I didn't have a chance to talk to Drew about his experience at the Let's Play Ball High School All-Star Playoff Series. He was a member of the North team as Schomer dropped one in for a strike to even it at 1-1. But the North won that tournament down there against a six-team field. And that's the first time in a while that the North has come out on top. And he hits it in the air to left. Leidenfrost there to end the inning. Opposite field lineout, Drew Beyer to Michael Leidenfrost. And Schomer works a 1-2-3 top of the second inning.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. It is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way. With 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects, Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates, Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
Alec Deedle comes out to start his first full inning. He got the three outs in the first, but he was in relief of Carter Teff, who did not register an out, facing seven batters and allowing all of them to score. Four hits allowed by Carter Teff. First batter of the second inning for Piers is center fielder Blake Kowalczyk. And here's the pitch from Deedle, and he drops it low, ball one. Kowalczyk with a two-run double to right in the first. Line drive to left, a base hit. Kowalczyk sends one into left to start the inning and bring up left fielder Michael Leidenfrost. Hit number 10 and the sixth off Deedle. Leidenfrost with an RBI single in the first. And a first pitch strike delivered. On deck, Isaac Oddie. As Piers bats in the bottom of the second here at home against Foley, leading 8-1. Chopper up the line to first, and it'll stay foul. Fielded there by Novak. No balls and two strikes. Leadoff single to left off the bat of Blake Kowalczyk has started the home half here for Piers in their blue Legion jerseys, red letters and numbers trimmed in yellow, white pants. Foley orange jerseys, blue letters and numerals, white pants. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase, and Mike goes down on strikes. One down, and here is Isaac Oddie. So one gone here as Foley looks to get off the field much quicker in the second than they did in the first when Piers batted 13 men. And Deedle starts inside, ball one. Deedle ended up getting one strikeout in his one inning. There's one off the plate. 2-0. Oddie with a base hit on a little chopper that he beat out, and then the throw got away from first for an error, and Isaac got to third. He was eventually thrown out at third as he slaps that one foul to right. 2-1 now to right fielder Isaac Oddie with the catcher Sakala due up next. Eight-one Piers, bottom of the second. 10 hits for Piers already. Slight look out over there in the Foley dugout. Was that Coach Von Wald over there? There's only two guys over there, and it almost hit him. I think he's all right. 2-2 now the count to Oddie. A couple of foul balls here by Isaac. See if they turn Kowalczyk loose and test Thorsten. There goes. The runner pitches foul back. Good jump by Blake, but he'll have to come back on a still 2-2 count to right fielder Isaac Oddie. One down on the strikeout of Leidenfrost on the heels of the leadoff hit by Kowalczyk. It's Blake Kowalczyk. High and outside. Good job by Thorsten to come up and get that. Full count now. Foley has committed three errors in that first. Deedle with a long look at the runner comes in and got a strikeout. Oddie swings and misses for strike three. So two down after the leadoff hit, and now it's the catcher, Noah Sakala. Noah with a pop-up to the shortstop Byer in the first. One on, two outs. First pitch swinging, and he'll pop it up again, this time to the middle where the second baseman Peschel is there, and he's got it. So a leadoff single is stranded at first as Deedle comes back to go strikeout, pop-up, and end the inning. After two completed heli field, the score remains Piers 8, Foley 1.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, They don't just want your business today. They want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who purchased banners this season. To name a few, Aaron's Auto Body, Amp Fitness, Becker Screen Printing, Bob's Lumber, Bootleggers Bar, Hillbilly Haven, Bottoms Up Saloon, Randall Motors, Brickyard Bar, C&L Distributing, Central Soda, Central Minnesota Door, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Cindy Shaw, Century 21, City of Piers, Compeer Financial, D&D Beverage, DR Trucking, Dale's Farm Repair, Dead X Archery, Design Electronics, Elite Concrete, Emblem Brenny Funeral Home, Essential Health, Evergreen Lawn Irrigation, Executive Realty, Todd Premisberger, Farmers and Merchants, Federated Co-ops, Gertz Concrete, Gruber Custom Painting, Hennigan Insurance, and Hartman's Lloyd's Liquor. Again, thanks for supporting Legion Park.
Peter Schomer starts Colby Johnson with a fastball called strike to begin the third. 8-1 Piers, Foley in town, and looks like Johnson wanted time, wasn't granted, and ends up fouling one back off the mask of Noah Sakulla for strike two. So a quick 0-2 count as Foley gets a run in the top half of the first. Piers says, we can do you eight better than that. They did. They put up eight in the first inning. Foley left the bases loaded in the first. There's one low. Good block there by Noah. This is Johnson, the DH for the pitcher, Deedle. Then Novak and Plant. Popped up towards first. That is likely out of here, and it is towards those aluminum bleachers on the right side behind the first base dugout. Count stays 1-2. Johnson struck out looking against Schomer in the first. Well, Bob and Cindy Lochner here tonight. Again, Jonah Prokot's playing first. Brandon Stuckmeyer at second. Riley Rauch at short. Cody Kim in third. Bob and Cindy's grandson Noah catching. Peter Schomer out on the mound. Michael Leidenfrost, Blake Kowalczyk, and Isaac Oddie in the Piers outfield. Nobody out. Leadoff batter here, Colby Johnson. Strike three looking. A fastball down the middle. And that's strikeout number three for Schomer tonight. One gone, and here now is first baseman Noah Novak, who singled in the first, ended up stranded at third. And Schomer puts one a little bit low. One ball, no strikes. Sun sinking here and starting to cause those issues. There's one that must have been just inside. 2-0. Close pitch taken there by Noah Novak. Chris Plant on deck. Three strikeouts and a walk now through 2 1/3 innings for Pete Schomer. Golfed one out to right, and a late break, but Oddie able to close on it and make the catch. Isaac Oddie with a catch in right, his first action tonight. Two down. And with two outs, it brings up Foley third baseman Chris Plant. Plant knocked in a run with a base hit in the first. And whistled high, ball one, to start his second look at Peter Schomer. Piers 8, Foley 1, top of the third here at Helly. Up high again, 2-0. Most of the rules in Legion transfer to high school ball. There are some slight differences. You can't do the fake to third, look to first move in Legion like you can in high school, as a strike is called there. The DH rule is a little different. In high school, you can DH for anybody. In Legion, you can only DH for the pitcher. Breaking ball, line drive to Rauch, who had it played nicely. Riley Rauch fields the rocket, shoestring high, and Plant and Foley is done in the third. Three up, three down. We head to the bottom of the third. Piers will send up Prokot, Rauch, and Stuckmeyer.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at the
pitching change here as right-hander Noah Novak takes over now. Novak into pitch. Deedle is relieved as Chris Plant moves from third to first. And we'll see who is the third baseman now as soon as I see that young man's number. He's got the ball, and it's number 15. 15 is... Maybe I misread it wrong because I don't see a 15. Either way, here's Jonah Prokot. 8-1 Piers coming to the bottom of the third inning. Novak facing 9-1-2. And first pitch is down low, ball one. Jonah with an RBI single in that 8-run first. Piers out hitting Foley 10-3 here. Foul back. 1-1 to Prokot with Rauch and Stuckmeyer due up. Action in the Piers bullpen now. Can't quite see who that is. It's a right-hander. Piers with two games left. So does Foley. That one's spiked in front of home for ball two. So Alec Deedle will go two innings. Allow two runs on six hits. That one misses again inside. 3-1. Prokot leading things off here in the bottom of the third. Wind, and it's ball four upstairs. A walk puts the leadoff man on and brings up the man that's 2-for-2 already tonight, Riley Rauch. So a man on here. Third inning in a row, Piers gets the leadoff man on. Rauch led off the first with a hit. Blake Kowalczyk led off last inning with a hit. Now a walk puts Prokot aboard, and first pitch to Riley is high. Ball one. Piers starting now their third trip through the lineup. Right-hander Novak puts one at the knees. Good location there from the tall, lean right-hander Noah Novak. One ball, one strike. Piers with a record of 6-1. Their only loss came at a tournament up in Perham. That's high. Foley is 4-3. Talking to Coach Von Wall before the game about his season to date, he said they've beaten everybody in their St. Cloud sub-district the four games they've played. Their losses have come in a tournament they played down south against much bigger Twin Cities school like Eastview and Apple Valley, as that one's knocked foul. Chaska, he said, was a really good team they faced. Two balls, two strikes now. To Riley Rauch. Singles in the first inning. A couple of them just inside. Riley's worked it full now. Leadoff man Prokot at first gets his lead. And the delivery. Swinging a line drive towards left, and that ball is misplayed, and it's going to roll all the way to the warning track. Prokot will dig for third with Rauch stepping into second, and that looks like it handcuffed Preston Owen out in left. He took a tumble, and it scooted past him. And it's second and third with nobody out. And now the batter is Stuckmeyer, takes ball one. Second and third, that one is upstairs for ball two. That one is inside again, 3-0. And a strike, Brandon ready to take his base, but is called back. 3-1 the count, second and third. There's strike two, and again Brandon ready to go to second. Full count to second baseman Brandon Stuckmeyer, who has sacrificed, walked, and stolen a base and scored. Outside now you can go. Brandon finally got his walk. And they are loaded up again with nobody out. And the batter is Peter Schomer, who lined a two-run single last time up. He's also walked and scored. And Novak misses high for ball one. Next pitch. Down the chute for a strike. 1-1. Two walks and a line drive double. That one elevated to Schomer. 2-1. On deck is Cody Kimmon. That's high. And now Novak's got to come with a strike or force in the ninth run of the game for Piers. Bases loaded. Nobody out. A 3-1 pitch. High ball four. He has done exactly that. Third RBI of the night for Schomer. Third walk of the inning. Coming home to score is Prokot. Rauch to third, Stuckmeyer to second, Schomer aboard. First pitch to Kimmon is a strike. Cody tonight, RBI single and a strikeout and a run in that first. Takes that one high for a ball. 1-1, nobody out. Noah Novak, the third Foley pitcher tonight. Strike two is called. Straight fastball that time from the Foley righty, Noah Novak. A lot of folks have come out to the ballpark tonight. Good to see as the 1-2 fastball swing and a miss. Kimmon goes down on strikes. One down. And now to the plate comes center fielder Blake Kowalczyk, who has doubled in two and led off with a single. 2-for-2 tonight for Blake. As Kowalczyk takes a strike at the knees, 0-1 from Noah Novak. Piers 9, Foley 1 in the bottom of the third. A bases-loaded walk this inning. That one's low. Good stop by Thorsten. On deck is Michael Leidenfrost. Shadows starting to creep their way onto the field here from the third base side. Fastball is inside, apparently. 2-1 now to the left-handed hitting Blake Kowalczyk. The wind, the pitch is high, 3-1. And we're back to that must-throw-a-strike situation here for Noah Novak. Chopper. This will be trouble. Nobody covering the bag, and everybody is safe. A chopping single to the right side brings in a run as Rauch comes in to score. Stuckmeyer to third, Schomer to first, and Blake got on top of the ball and just tapped it to no man's land to drive in a run. And the batter now is Leidenfrost. Swings and misses. Michael has an RBI single and a strikeout tonight. Still loaded with nobody out. Two are in. Michael foul tipped that one for strike two. High fastball that he went up after. On deck is the right fielder, Isaac Oddy. Off speed, lined up the middle and into center. Stuckmeyer scores. Held at third is Schomer. As Stuckmeyer comes in on the Leidenfrost, 0-2 RBI single. And now, Oddy to hit. Still just one out. In the dirt for ball one. So now Schomer at third. Kowalczyk to second. Leidenfrost at first. Foul back for a strike by Isaac Oddy. Isaac tonight, an infield hit and a strikeout. One for two. Breaking ball down low. Good stop, Thorsten. Dimensions here at Helly, 305 to right, 310 to left, 370 to center. Outside for another ball. 3-1 now to Oddy. Line drive, right field, base hit. Schomer's in. Kowalczyk is being held up as he took a wide turn and gets reeled back in by Andy Leidenfrost. RBI single to right by Oddy. To 1, and Novak is going to give up the ball as Coach Von Wald makes a stroll out to the mound, and it might be Wyatt Zawicki coming in to throw.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Egg Co-op. With summer here, we have heat and we have hay to be made. Call Lassrup or Little Rock to rent our egg baggers and purchase our egg bags, bunker covers, twine, net wrap, forage inoculants, or whatever you may need to get your quality forages put up. Also stay on top of the flies on your farm with our feed products with Altacid, Clarify, and Raybound in them. Our Pierce Repair Shop has a new face in place. Bill Stom has joined our team and will repair any brands of ATVs, lawnmowers, chainsaws, snowmobiles, and more, along with a mobile repair unit option as well. Give him a call at 320-468-2168. We have a lot of things to offer as well, so please call us or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com and like us and follow us on Facebook. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
Noah Sakala facing Wyatt Zawicki, and it's a quick 2-2 count here to right-handed hitting Noah Sakala. Pierce has added four here so far in the third. It's 12-1. One out, base is full. Zawicki, ground ball, fair pass third. One is in. Racing home with the second run on a two-run single by Noah Sakala. Kowalczyk and Leidenfrost come in. And that grows the lead to 14-1. And here's Procott. Started this inning with a walk and came in to score, and he takes, strike one. Two on now, first and second. Zawicki delivers, and Procott drills one to right center. Here comes Oddie to score. Here comes Sakulla to the plate, and Procott drives in two. And it's gone 8-0-8 for runs here for Piers. And with a man at second, here's the top of the order, Riley Rauch. 16-1. Rauch chops it towards second, and that'll be fielded and thrown out. Oh, the first baseman dropped the ball. In and out of the mitt of Chris Plant over there. That'll be an error. Rauch should have been out. Instead, it'll be the error charge to the first baseman on the play. Procott to third. Still just one out. So now Brandon Stuckmeyer, who was walked twice and sacrificed. No, our Zawicki got the inside corner in for a strike. One out. And Zawicki unwinds one low and in for ball two. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Riley Rauch on base for the fourth time. Two singles, a double, and now he's reached on an error. Fastball well off the plate for a ball. 2-1. Thanks a lot. First and third, one down. Zawicki from the set, and delivers down low. 3-1 to Stuckmeyer with Peter Schomer in the on-deck circle. Somebody else is loosening up for Foley behind the fence down there. Chopper towards the first base side. It'll be fielded by the pitcher, and he almost threw it away. And coming in to score is Procott. And it's 17-1. On the play to second goes Riley Rauch. The batter, Schomer. Peter tonight takes it, a strike on the outside corner. Two outs now. An 8-run first, a 9-run third. Schomer is driven in three, and he almost got hit as that one came high and tight. 1-1. Noah Novak started this inning, got just one out, faced eight batters. That one is low. Cody Kimmon would hit next. 2-1 to Peter Schomer. First inning walk. First inning, two-run single. Third inning, bases loaded walk. Fouls that one back and out of play to even the count at 2-2. Well, Peter can't complain about no run support tonight. 17 runs and still going here, and we're in the bottom of the third. 2-2, sidewinder inside. Boy, he dropped that arm slot down and missed inside, and Peter bailed out of there. It's a full count now to Peter Schomer. Runner at second is Riley Rauch. Strike three is called to end the inning. Zawicki catches Schomer to end another long frame for Piers as they send another 13 men to the batter's box. They score nine times, and after three innings, they lead Foley tonight here at Helly Field 17-1.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Then Patrick's in Piers is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Piers Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Piers.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Piers, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
We head to the top of the fourth, and Foley catcher Logan Thorsten leads things off. It's all Piers tonight, 17-1, as Peter Schomer waits for Jonah Prokot to put the Ray-Bans on. Got to look good. Got to be able to see. The sun now is at that danger point. First pitch to Thorsten, wide, ball one to get things started here. Thorsten hit back to Schomer in the first. Foul back for a strike. 1-1. One run on three hits. Schomer has set down seven in a row since giving up three hits to the first four batters he faced tonight. High for a ball. 2-1 now. It'll be Thorsten, Zawicki, Peschel for Foley here. Next pitch from Schomer. Popped up to first. Deep. And in is the right fielder, and that is a good play by the right fielder, Oddie, to call off Prokot, who had to retreat into right field. And coming in, it's Oddie that makes the catch. One out, and now Wyatt Zawicki, the pitcher. And the first pitch to Wyatt Zawicki is ruled inside, ball one. Zawicki walked against Schomer in the first on a full count pitch. Foley left the bases loaded, scoring a run on three hits. In the air to center, Kowalczyk is right there, pats the glove, waits for the ball, and he's got it for out number two. Right to center fielder Blake Kowalczyk. So two outs, and now it's second baseman James Peschel. He hit into an inning-ending ground ball, second to short, force play in the first. Schomer missed high, well above the shoulders of the righty. James Peschel, good player for the Foley High School team, and Coach Mike Beyer. That's high again, 2-0 now. 17 runs, 16 hits for Piers, a run on three hits for Foley. Swing and a miss, late on a fastball. 2-1 now, Schomer to Peschel. Here comes the look into Sekulla by Schomer. Swing and a miss again. And now it's a 2-2 count. Pierce scored 8 in the first, 9 in the third. Here's the pitch, and he chased it and roped one out towards short. Cut off by Kimmon. Throw it in time to Prokot. Nice play, Cody, to his left. And that ends the inning. Three up, three down. And while the Piers Legion team has spent a lot of time on offense, they've not spent a lot of time on defense. As that is three straight, 1-2-3 innings now for Peter Schomer. And we go to the bottom of the fourth. Piers in front of Foley, 17-1.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who purchased banners this season. To name a few, Hoheisel Spray Foam, Holy Trinity School, Horizon Health,
IP Concrete, Jason Gruber Construction, Johnny C's Sports Bar, Kenko Drywall, Ken's Cans, Kurtz Furniture, Lakes Printing, Lash's Auto Center, Litke's Veterinary Service, Little Falls Radio, Lochner Plumbing, Lloydal Lumber, MP Barrett Trucking, Marshick Insurance, Mitchell Prisabilla, Modern Farm, Northwoods Gutter, Patrick's Bar, Piers Family Dentistry, Piers Ballroom, Piers Commercial Club, Piers Co-op, Piers Eye Care, Piers Fire Department, Piers Foods, Piers Lions, Piers Sanitation, Piers Service, Piers Subway. Again, thanks for supporting Legion Park.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning, and Cody Kimmon scheduled to lead it off against Wyatt Zawicki. It'll be Kimmon, Blake Kowalczyk, and Michael Leidenfrost due up here for manager Andy Leidenfrost. 17-1, Piers leading Foley. A 16-hit outburst tonight. So here is Cody. Cody has an RBI single and a pair of strikeouts. Wyatt Zawicki is the fourth Foley pitcher to work. And they're getting somebody else loose. It might be Beyer. He's headed down to the bullpen. And the pitch to start the bottom half of the inning is low, ball one. Next pitch spins Cody around, and it got a piece of him. He's hit by a pitch. And the leadoff man on. And here now is Blake Kowalczyk. Blake, all he's done tonight is collect three hits, a double and a pair of singles and three ribbies. And it's Zawicki missing inside, ball one. So Kimmon hit by a pitch is aboard, and it is the righty, Drew Beyer, in the bullpen. Line drive up the middle, second baseman Peschel to short, and that's all they get. It'll be a fielder's choice. Actually, Peschel now playing shortstop with Beyer down in the pen. So fielder's choice for Kowalczyk. And he replaces Kimmon at first, and the batter is Ryan Stuckmeyer, batting in Michael Leidenfrost's spot. And a throw, and that hit, I believe, the runner Kowalczyk. And he is in some pain down there. He might have got one in the ribs. So a throw to the runner at first. Yeah, he's flexing that right shoulder. So it got him. As that would be the shoulder closest to home as he dives back in. So Ryan Stuckmeyer batting here in Mike Leidenfrost's spot. No count yet. One out, runner on first. Bottom of the fourth, 17-1 score. And Ryan, and that will get away from Thorsten, and that will allow Kowalczyk to move up. Wild pitch on a pitch up and in, and all Thorsten could do to get a glove on that. 1-0 to pinch hitter Ryan Stuckmeyer. Ryan serves one foul to right. Ryan is an outstanding contact hitter. He gets that bat on the ball. Very aggressive hitter, too. He doesn't wait around and get deep into counts. He's up there to swing. 1-1 to Ryan. Runner at second, Kowalczyk gets off his lead, and here's the pitch from Zawicki. Little bit low, 2-1. On deck should be Oddie. It is Isaac Oddie in the on-deck circle, the right fielder. Stuckmeyer takes it at the belt, but inside for a ball. 3-1, Zawicki to Stuckmeyer now. And that's high for ball four. Ryan doesn't present much of a strike zone, and Zawicki couldn't find it. So a walk puts Stuckmeyer aboard. And now here is right fielder Isaac Oddie. Singled last time up. He's 2-for-3 in this ball game. First pitch cut on and missed. Good fastball. One out in the inning. A force out on a ground ball off the bat of Blake Kowalczyk. After Kimmon was hit by a pitch, Cody was forced out on Kowalczyk's grounder. See, so Peschel is now playing shortstop, and I'm going to try and pick up who's at second now. Byers still loosening in the bullpen. So far, Piers has not collected a hit, but they got a couple of guys on base, a hit batter, a walk, and a fielder's choice. One out. Zawicki hits his second man of the inning. Adi gets plunked. And Adi will go to first. Zawicki can bring it, too. He does not throw slow, let's put it that way. He hums it up there. So, bases full with one out. And now the catcher, Noah Sakala, to bat. Noah singled home two last time. Up lifts that one to center. That's going to be deep enough, but not tagging as Kowalczyk holds up. And it'll be a straight fly out to center for the second out. So Sakala is out number two. And now we're going to get Colton Hapke batting for Jonah Prokot. Colton Hapke, member of the St. Matthias Devils Victory League team. Bases loaded, two down. And Zawicki down low. This is a pinch-hitting role for Colton. And on deck now is his twin brother, Camden. As Piers, if they can get three outs, this game would be over by the 10-run rule. That one's off the plate for ball two. Two and 0 to Colton Hapke. Now 3-0. And Colton could pick up an RBI here if he gets a walk, but green light him, Andy. 3-0. Zawicki in the dirt. That'll be a bases-loaded walk to drive in a run. Kowalczyk will come in to third. Ryan Stuckmeyer, Adi to second, and Colton Hapke picks up an RBI. Now Camden Hapke. First pitch, he swings and fouls it back and out of play for a strike. This is Colton Hapke. Bases loaded, one out, and we are out of baseballs, I think, as the Wiki awaits. There's one fired in. So the score now is 18-1, Piers, on the bases loaded walk here to Colton Hapke. And Camden Hapke chops it foul for strike two. Two strikes here as Piers bats in the bottom of the fourth inning. And Zawicki gets ready and delivers. Down low in the dirt. Good stop by Thorsten again. One ball, two strikes to Colton Hapke. So everybody that is in uniform tonight has gotten into the game now with Colton's pinch hitting roll here. The 1-2 pitch, slow and tap to third, and it's up the line and then drifts foul. Scooped up there by Zawicki. Well, if that stays fair, that's another run, but it just kicked foul about halfway up the third baseline, and everybody has to come back to their bases and the plate. Colton Hapke wearing number 19. Camden wears number 20. Twin brothers. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a ground ball towards short. They'll go to first, and it's off target. A throwing error, and that'll score another run. Coming in to score is Ryan Stuckmeyer. Adi to third. Shortstop could have taken two steps and ended the inning by touching the bag. Instead, opted to go to first and threw it away. So now, Brandon Stuckmeyer swings and misses. The 0-1 pitch in the dirt, 1-1. Third base now is Adi. Second base is Colton Hapke, Camden Hapke. There's a swing and a miss.
1-2. And the pitch just outside. 2-2, two outs. Stuckmeyer takes it, and there's one to the backstop. Runners will not advance, though. Full count to Brandon Stuckmeyer. So Camden Hapke at first, Colton Hapke at second, Isaac Oddie at third, two outs and a full count from Zawicki. And that's ball four inside. RBI for Brandon. Oddie will come in. And that'll bring up Schomer. Swing and a miss. One strike to Peter. Third time in four innings. Peters will at least bat around. 20-1. Zawicki. And there's foul. Strike two. Peters does not have a hit this inning. And they've scored three times. The 0-2 delivery. A little bit low. Breaking ball from Wyatt Zawicki. Cody Kibben would hit next. But anything close, I think Peter's going to be swinging here. So inside, he has to bail out of there. It's ball two. Two hit batters. Three walks. An error. There's a ground ball to second, and that's misplayed into right. They'll each move up a base. Right to the second baseman, but off the glove and into right. Colton Hapke comes in to score. Camden to third. And the batter's Kimmon. Strike call to Cody. Pop foul for strike two. Bases loaded. As the wiki to Kimmon. Swing and a miss. And there's the inning. But another big inning, four this time for Piers, and they're up by 20. 21-1, going to the fifth.
This is Matt Percival, athletics director at Eastview High School and a 1990 graduate of Bloomington Jefferson High School. You are listening to high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
UniBank is banking built around you. Their UConnect Checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required. And earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
All right, Piers will bring in Isaac Oddie to pitch. Peter Schomer goes out to right. Brandon Stuckmeyer is now playing left field. As the batter for Foley is John Shimoleski in the top of the fifth. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Shimoleski out on strikes, his only time up. So Schomer's night is done. Four solid innings after a rough start. And there's strike two called. Peter gave up three hits to the first four batters. And that was it. As he goes out to right, and there's a ground ball out towards second, and this is up with it, and over to Kimmon for the lead out. One down in the fifth inning. A 4-3 ground out by John Chmielewski. I believe that's one of the Hapke boys out there now. Here is Preston Owen, left fielder. He swings through the first pitch from Adi. The 0-1 in the air, right center. Kowalczyk chasing, and he won't get it. And around first into second with a double is Preston Owen. A one-out extra base hit will bring up top of the order for Foley. And this is number 18, Brady Wirth. Brady Wirth batting in Drew Byers' spot. So a one-out double and a first pitch strike here to the pinch hitter. One out. On deck is Carter Teff. Looks like he will re-enter. He was DH for in the starting pitcher. There's a strike called, and it's 0-2. Isaac Adi. So Ryan Stuckmeyer now playing second base. Swing and a miss, and down goes Brady Wirth on strikes, two down. And here's Carter Teff batting in the fifth in Colby Johnson's spot. Adi tries to wrap it up here. Inside corner's called a strike. 0-1. Adi readies. And unleashes one that's fouled back for strike two. And Foley's down to their final strike here. Ground ball to third, and that finds its way into the outfield. And holding at third is Owen on a chopping single by Carter Teff. Runners at the corners with two outs. Hit number five tonight for Foley. And to the plate, Ryan Chmielewski. Batting in Noah Novak's spot. Popped up, right side. Who wants it? Hapke at short. And no, it's second baseman Stuckmeyer with the catch, and that ends the inning and ends the ball game. Final score tonight from Helly Field, Pierce 21, Foley 1.
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for $1, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in-one sauce or $5.95 boneless-in-one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and...
The 7th Annual Pierce Freedom Fest is this Saturday, featuring the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
You and me go fishing in the dark.
Along with the Shiloh Lee Band, Tennessee River, and Thompson Square.
You gonna kiss me all night.
You don't want to miss this show, so get your general admission tickets today for just $60. For more information, head to piercefreedomfest.com. Sponsored by Brandel Motors, Coors Light, Smoothie Oil, Hilmerson RV, Midwest Sales, Hilmerson Sports Center, Pioneer Lake Mutual Insurance, Bootleggers Bar, the Hillbilly Haven Motel, Coburn's and Coburn's Liquor, and Your Country Q92 WYRQ.
That's right. Freedom Fest just around the corner now. Just hours, not days. Less than 48 hours we'll be out at the softball fields in Genola for Freedom Fest. There you go. As Piers wins this Legion ball game tonight with Foley convincingly, to say the least. 21-1 in a game shortened, obviously, due to the 10-run rule. 21 runs tonight for Piers on 16 hits. They played airless defense. And they leave 7 on base. Foley, a run, 5 hits. They have 6 errors tonight, leave 5 on base. The winning pitcher going the first 4 innings is Peter Schomer. Peter will allow 1 run, 3 hits, struck out 3, walked 1. Isaac Oddy pitched a scoreless top of the 5th, no runs, allowed a couple of Foley hits, but stranded 2 runners with a strikeout, no walks, and a game-ending pop-up to 2nd. So Piers improves to 7-1 on the Legion schedule. Foley drops to 4-4. Both teams with a couple of games left before the playoffs get underway. Piers will be back here hopefully Monday against Long Prairie Gray Eagle. Manager Andy Leidenfrost telling me that he got a call late this afternoon that Long Prairie Gray Eagle, not sure they'll be able to round up enough guys to come here Monday, but that's the next game. It's a home game Monday night against Long Prairie Gray Eagle. And then Tuesday, the guys will go to Pillager, and then the playoffs begin the following weekend. So 2 regular season games. Piers now 7-1. Foley 4-4. They also have 2 left before their playoffs start. Both home games for the Foley Legion team. Monday, they'll host Cold Spring. Tuesday, they'll host Sauk Rapids. Both are 6 o'clock starts in Foley. So that's it tonight. Big win for Piers, 21-1. We'll be back here at Helly Field tomorrow night for Victory League East playoff action. And that is between the Lakers of Piers and the Bulldogs of Piers. The 2-seeded Lakers, the 3-seeded Bulldogs will get underway here in the first round. And that is a 7:30 start as I check the Victory League website. 7:30 tomorrow night for Victory League action, returning to You Are There Sports. Again, all Piers tonight in Legion play over Foley, 21-1. Thanks for listening, everybody. Back here tomorrow night for playoff Victory League East Baseball, Lakers and Bulldogs.